Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Leadership is a term that is almost cliche in today's society. Communities that have strong leadership are getting ahead, and that profile looks more diverse than ever before. Not all leaders are grizzled veterans or lifelong community members. Some of the best advice for how to move forward as a town or region can come from people that are just cutting their teeth. This week, we recognize the next crop of emerging community leaders here in the High Country as we recap the 7th annual 4 Under 40 Awards. Hello and welcome into another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Great to have you with us again. Thanks for the continued downloads. The subscriptions are up. We're moving closer and closer to our 200th episode of the program, and we are glad you are along with us for another one. We are going to take some time this week and recognize those that were our category honorees from this year's 4 Under 40 Awards. We held that last week down at the Appalachian Theater in downtown Boone, a magical evening. Got a chance to celebrate 16 community members that are doing great things here to advance the High Country forward in that nonprofit category, education professionals, rising stars, business owners, across the spectrum. These folks are getting inserted into important conversations and making substantive change, whether that's bringing a business along that can be helpful, running nonprofits that can be supportive, or just simply lending expertise, whether that's teaching the next crop of rising stars themselves, or just standing out in some way in the focus of community betterment. We are excited to bring the stories of these people to you. And you'll get a chance to hear from five of them here on this podcast. If you want to read a full recap of the event, I highly encourage you to do so. Go check out boonechamber.com. We've got a full recap of the 7th annual 4 Under 40 Awards. Not only biographies on each of our honorees, you can read about all 16 of the finalists that were recognized as part of the event. We've got a great behind-the-scenes video that kind of takes you through the red carpet introductions and allows you to see the awards being presented. A lot of social media content, just a lot around this, because we feel like this is one of those important launching point events. You go back and look at the 100 or so folks that have been recognized through 4 Under 40 over the last 7 years. All of them have already displayed community leadership, whether they are involved through their work specifically or maybe work plus nonprofit engagement, some sort of community involvement, volunteerism, what have you. But a good number of those 100 have also seen their career profiles tick up. I'm not saying by any stretch that it's because of 440, but it's because these people are dynamic and they're on their way up. And we were able to showcase them during part of that process, but they're all moving through the community, doing great things either here or some of them have honestly relocated to other places and are doing incredible work there. So this gives you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about this year's class and just celebrate with us the fact that we've got people that are engaged and they want to see our community move forward in a positive way. They want to work with people that have been here for a long period of time, have some of that institutional memory and knowledge that is so important in maintaining proper context when it comes to community growth. And that symbiotic relationship is only going to help us as a community achieve what we want to in terms of what we want our community to look like for our residents, for our visitors, and everybody else that comes in contact here. So great episode of the program. Highly encourage you to check out the website and dive a little bit more into 4 Under 40. Thank our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for serving as the title sponsor of that event each and every year. And they had a great time this year as well. James got a chance to recognize a family member. You'll hear that coming up here in just a few moments. This is really a lot of fun. So we thank Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for their continued support. Of course, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides quality professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. They've got it all under one roof. For more information, check out AppalachianCRE.com or give them a call as well. James and his team would be happy to talk with you. And they've been pretty busy. Kind of spring has sprung around here and it's got people looking around for space or thinking about the next new thing. And James and his crew have their sleeves rolled up. So appreciate them taking some time out of their busy schedule to help us with 4 Under 40 and, of course, sponsor this podcast. Speaking of community leadership, you know, what do you do when you're a leader? How do you get engaged? What are the steps that you can take to really help ratchet things forward within, again, your business imprint, the circles that you are influencing, or maybe just the grander community at large? Great opportunity for that kind of discussion comes up annually in our Vision Northwest North Carolina Summit. We see a lot of 4 Under 40 folks get engaged in that, either as presenters, as panelists, or just as attendees, wanting to stay on the front lines of the activity and thinking about where we're going and what some of the driving influences are. So this year's event, again, focused on returning and retaining today's workforce, is an excellent springboard for not only these folks to continue in important conversations, but for others in the community who seek similar engagement. Whether you're young or old, doesn't matter, you can get involved. And this is a great community exercise for us all to go through, thinking about regional influences and opportunities that we have to better our workforce trajectory. So in this year's Vision Northwest North Carolina event, which will be held May 25th. That's a Thursday, an all-day event here in Boone at Leon Levine Hall. That's right across the street from Watauga Medical Center. We'll be talking about returning and retaining today's workforce. Some trends on the education side. How are our local education partners working to make sure that today's workforce is skilled in the appropriate way and in the most efficient way? Not everybody has to go down the same path. That's not required, nor is it very efficient to think about everybody going down this one educational road and finding out that maybe that was overkill or maybe that was underpreparing them. So what are our educational partners doing to ensure that the people that are getting educated are getting what they need, how they need it, in a cost-efficient way so they don't go too into debt, but mostly they are well prepared to meet the challenges that credential or that degree may offer them? So we'll spend some time talking about that, some great conversation around what some of those emerging trends are. And then we want to get to the front lines a little bit, find out what employees and candidates are telling us about today's changing workforce. When you are trying to keep somebody in your employ, when you are reaching out to a new candidate to maybe come onto your staff, what's important to them? Is it about benefits? Is it about flexibility? Is it only about salary? Is it workplace conditions, friendly workspaces, places that prioritize professional development, employee engagement? Are those the things that are the final checkboxes that really make that employer say, yes, I want to accept the offer? We've heard from so many people say, I've got people that are applying for jobs and they just don't show up for the interview. Why is that? It's not all about them being lazy or being, you know, some of those COVID staff people that you hear about that, oh, nobody wants to work. I completely disagree with that. They're telling you why they don't want to be there. It could be that they've researched your company and they find out that, whoa, that's not a place that I want to be because of X, Y, or Z. Wouldn't it be helpful for you to know what X, Y, or Z might be? Wouldn't it be helpful to hear from some employers around the region that are doing it well and don't have retention problems, don't have recruitment problems, and aren't offering top dollar all the time to get the employee? Maybe it's great dollars, not top dollars, but great dollars and another thing and another thing. What are those other things? How can you take advantage of this kind of conversation? That's all coming up. Vision Northwest North Carolina, again, Thursday, May 25th here in Boone. Tickets on sale now at boonechamber.com. We've got a limited number of seats available for that. We can only take about 200 attendees, and we're moving up toward our first 100 right now. So make sure you get your tickets early. Come and join us for that important community conversation. And again, whether you're young or old, great opportunity for you to get engaged. Hey, speaking of getting engaged, we want to thank another one of our podcast sponsors, another sponsor of 4 Under 40 as well, our friends at App Ortho and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. Of course, App Ortho is located in that new office, 232 Boone Heights Drive, Suite A. I peek in the window every once in a while when I go over to the Wellness Center and see just an expansive facility, one that is built to suit just about every orthopedic need you could possibly want. Their location also allows them to partner with Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's outpatient physical therapy services to create a seamless experience for all patients. So if if you have to have a procedure done, you're working with the people that did the procedure inside of the place that's going to help you rehabilitate from said procedure. It's all very efficient and an exciting new location there as well. So for more information, visit apprhs.org/orthopedics or give them a call 828-386-2663. All right, let's get into it and relive, remember, enjoy the four under 40 awards from 2023. We'll hear from each one of our honorees and a special guest in there as well. I'll provide a little context. Remember that our Respect Your Elder Award winner never knows that they have been nominated or are winning an award. So when you hear that person say, "I didn't know," that's why, because it's a secret. And the fact that one family that's as spread out around this community was able to keep this a secret for a couple of months, maybe the biggest win of 4 under 40 ever. You'll understand why when you listen in to this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to a very special episode of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. We are recapping our recent 4 Under 40 awards presented last week by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate in front of over 200 folks at Appalachian Theater downtown in Boone. Just a truly magical night, and you're going to hear from each one of the honorees and a little bit more about them as we proceed through the program today. Let's start first with the honoree from our business owner category, Haley Hartley of Kid Cove. With a deep waiting list for access to child care in Watauga County, Haley Hartley opened Kid Cove back in 2018. She had space for 30 students at the time. With more than a decade spent working in the industry, she opened her business with the goal of helping children develop and learn through creativity and a belief that a well-rounded education starts with a well-rounded preschool experience. And so much data supports that, not only here in this area, but nationwide. Within 5 years of starting the business, Haley Hartley saw the opportunity to meet additional childcare capacity needs and launched a second location to focus on half-day and drop-off daycare services. So now Kid Cove serves over 100 children between two facilities, creating needed flexibility for parents that has been a popular enhancement to the High Country's evolving childcare landscape. Haley Hartley holds a bachelor's degree in early education from Kaplan University and a master's degree in educational psychology from Purdue University. She's always operating Kid Cove with a growth mindset. She plans to offer a summer camp through the Oak Grove Road location later this summer, providing an additional 75 slots for children to enjoy an outdoor-focused experience, and she also plans to open Abide Academy in the fall of 2023. That's a private academy serving K-12 students. Let's hear from our 4 Under 40 business owner honoree, Haley Hartley.
I just want to say thank you to every single one of these people out here who came to support me tonight. You guys are the backbone of Kid Cove, and I can't do it without you. And then I guess just the biggest thing I have to say is if you have a dream, do not stop at anything to make it come true. So thank you.
As we move on, we now focus on the honoree from our education professional category. That's Garrett Price, the Director of Communications for Watauga County Schools. He was hired by the school system back in 2016. A native of Watauga County, he attended Mabel Elementary School and graduated from Watauga High School. Prior to his position with Watauga County Schools, you may remember his name. He was a local government and education reporter for the Watauga Democrat. Price has been the recipient of numerous awards from the North Carolina School Public Relations Association. His honors include Blue Ribbon Awards in the categories of graphic design. That's for materials promoting and celebrating the successes of the school system to prospective parents and students. He also was honored in the electronic media category for his annual Teacher of the Year celebration videos and numerous productions informing the public about the ever-changing status of pandemic precautions and procedures back in 2020 and 2021. He's been a key member of the Watauga County Schools Central Office team. Garrett Price maintains and utilizes the system's strategic communications framework to guide public communications and reinforce the importance and value of the county's public school system. He's maintained a weekly weekly dashboard of statistics and information during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic to help the public see how the school system was tracking cases and maintaining the safe and healthy operation of schools. Let's hear from our honoree from the education professional category, Mr. Garrett Price.
I've always been lucky in my life to be surrounded by people who believe in me, with no question. They believe in me to a fault. When I was a kid and I wanted to learn to play the guitar, no question, you can do it. When I wanted to learn to play the mandolin, no question. When I learned to play the banjo, there were some questions, but they were fair. And when I said I thought that I could probably write the newspaper, of course, they'd be lucky to have you. When I said that I might be a good hand at school communications, absolutely, go do it. Never a question. And everything I have, I owe to my mama, Kim, and my sister, Haley, and my wonderful wife, Megan, who has always told me that I was smart enough, that I was good enough, I could do anything that I could set my mind to, even when they knew that probably wasn't true sometimes. And I don't think I've deserved hardly any of that praise, but the confidence that it gave me has been such a gift to me. And I hope in some small way I'll be able to impart that on my daughter and to this community that's been so good to me. So thank y'all.
We move on to our rising star category and our honoree, Ashley Kimo, the business development manager of Spangler Restoration. She is in her fifth year in that position for Spangler. Her role concentrates on building brand awareness for the company throughout the High Country market, but she's also on the front lines of incident response, working with families and businesses to remediate loss during floods, fires, and other types of disasters. Ashley demonstrates a dynamic combination of knowledge, creativity, and strategic thinking and real-time challenges within an emotionally charged environment. She's a graduate of West Virginia University. Ashley was recognized as Marketer of the Year in 2019 by the Spangler Organization, a company that serves residents and businesses across the Carolinas. Prior to her time with Spangler, she was the property manager at the Cottages of Boone, helping open that facility back in 2016. She was recognized as Lease Manager of the Year and Property Manager of the Year by Capstone Collegiate Communities during her tenure. Ashley Kimo has always been dedicated to community service, serving as an ambassador with both the Caldwell and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce, among many other professional associations. She is also an active member of the Caldwell Rotary Club and spent volunteer time with Adopt-A-Highway, the Watauga Humane Society, and the Ronald McDonald House during her career. Let's hear from the 2023 4 Under 40 Rising Star honoree, Ashley Kimo.
When I was first hired by Spangler, I joined with the only motto that's still at the top of my LinkedIn page, hustle harder. I may not have known what an air mover was, or how to clean up a crime scene, or the properties of soot and how it can damage your home. But I knew I wanted to help people recover from what was likely the worst day in their lives. Well, it's going on 5 years now, and I've come to realize that what we truly matter in lives is our clients. Many of you know that my family experienced our worst days early last year when my dad's house caught fire after his passing, only 4 days. It was then that I realized that hustling harder isn't just for me or for my company to hit a certain sales number. To me, hustling harder means doing the very best for every single one of our clients who call in and don't know what to do next when a disaster strikes. To me, hustling harder means networking and becoming a resource for anyone who needs anything so I can meet their needs, whether Spangler offers the service or not. Hustling harder means to simply do the right thing, and then the business and recognition will come.
Finally, we have our nonprofit business professional, Brittany Luxton of Whammy Community Action, probably the most popular among the audience. A standing ovation for Brittany as she came across the stage. She has been the finance director for Whammy for the last 11 years, managing a $2 million annual budget. She frequently communicates with state and federal partners to maximize the organization's ability to receive grant dollars and other sources of funding. That, my friends, is tireless work. Anybody that's been through that knows exactly what I'm talking about. Brittany Luxton came to Whammy as a client in their Total Family Development Program years ago. She was taking courses toward an associate's degree, raising a child with medical challenges, and working two jobs in the area. It was through those interactions, though, that Whammy saw the professional drive and ambition and quickly offered her a work-study position to assist the finance office while she completed her coursework. She was promoted to finance director in in 2012 and has used that experience with WAMI to bring new efficiencies to the organization. Brittany Luxton is a graduate of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute with concentrations in accounting and computer technology. She completed her nonprofit management certification from Duke University in 2019. In addition to her professional career and family time, she's also a volunteer basketball coach with our good friends over at the Watauga County Parks and Recreation Department. Let's hear from our nonprofit business professional honoree for the 2023 440 Awards, Miss Brittany Luxton.
I really like to be behind the scenes, so I'm not good at speaking. Allison Jennings, our development director, likes to keep me front and center of the paper and social media. But I would like to say thank God first for being here tonight. It's taken a lot of work to get here. I would like to say thanks to my family, my friends, to my coworkers, and because Melissa's retiring, thanks to her. She's been at WAMI for 31 years. She has led me to so many different things and taught me so many different things, and I wouldn't have made it without her. And also, I would like to say thanks to my Uncle Bob, who's in heaven celebrating.
And congratulations to all four of our category honorees from this year's 4 Under 40 Awards. You can read about all 16 professionals that were recognized during the event at BooneChamber.com in our 7th annual 4 Under 40 Awards recap. You'll also note that there's one more person we haven't gotten to yet. When we come back from the break, we will introduce you to our Respect Your Elder Award winner for 2023, a longtime community supporter that finally got her time on stage. More on that in just a moment. You are listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce as we continue to recap our recently completed 7th annual 4 Under 40 Awards ceremony that was held last week down at the Appalachian Theater. Again, special thanks to Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for sponsoring that annual event. Truly one of our favorites of the entire year as we focus on the emerging leaders here in the High Country. And again, you can go back and read about all 16 of our honorees, including the four ultimate honorees from each category at BooneChamber.com. Special recap section. We've got a cool behind the scenes video that we can show you from the red carpet all the way through the awards presentations. Just a truly magical night. And I hope you've enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about our honorees here this morning. But there's one that we left off, and she deserves special recognition. This is our Respect Your Elder Award for 2023. This award goes annually to somebody that is a community mentor or somebody that's just truly inspirational or helps build confidence in the emerging leaders of today. And our recipient this year is the embodiment of what this award is all about. Kay Harkins from Studio K has been a fixture in the lives of thousands of High Country families for over a 40-year career as a teacher and mentor in the community. She opened Studio K Dance Workshop back in 1979, offering age-appropriate dance training and performance opportunities to students from ages 2.5 all the way through adults. The studio serves all levels of experience: ballet, hip-hop, tap, modern, jazz, dance. She operates the business to provide the best possible training, but also to develop each student's talents to his or her own potential. She believes strongly that dance provides an outlet for self-expression and confidence, and the physical benefits are long-lasting and continue to grow throughout life. Harkins met her husband, Andy, while the two danced down the yellow brick road as part of the cast at Land of Oz back in the day. The entire Harkins family has been a part of instructing or performing with the company since the inception. Since 1985, Studio K annually hosts the Nutcracker Ballet that features a cast of over 350 local dancers, bringing Clara's dazzling holiday fairy tale to life. The annual performance is one of the High Country's holiday traditions and attracts hundreds of parents and community members, visitors, you name them, Studio K alumni included, all of them come back for the Nutcracker each and every year. Let's hear a bit from our 2023 Respect Your Elder Award winner, Miss Kay Harkins.
I didn't know this was going to happen. I had no earthly idea. Yesterday, my daughter calls and says, "Wear something nice tomorrow, because we're going to do something," and I didn't know where we were going. But what a nice honor, and especially from my son-in-law. This is amazing. And about the best thing I can say is I am totally surrounded by love. I don't know that there's anybody in Boone that can say that they have known so much love and so much joy. And I think it was Charlie Chaplin that says, I have never had to go to work a day in my life. It's amazing. Other is, I think I've always kept the motto of God first, family next, job next, and I'm the luckiest person in the world that all those three things are piled into what my life is. I love you all. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, congratulations to all that were recognized during this year's ceremony, and you can check out boonechamber.com. Click on the 7th Annual 4 Under 40 Awards Recap for more details. That'll do it for this episode of the program. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.